Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I have some things I want to talk to you about. You know, one of the things that I have that I've been talking to you about for a long time now, in various forms and fashions, is essentially the importance for you to tell stories, the importance of you as a business owner to be able to tell stories. Now, golly, a dozen years ago at least, maybe more, probably more, I was encouraging you to put a little bit about yourself, to put something in your own words, in your own thoughts on your websites. Remember back when the only way we could, the only online footprint we had was a website. Remember that? So remember those days way back, which as now we know is just a handful of years ago, right? Now we have so many other ways to put our footprint up on the on the online social media, etc. But in those days, I was encouraging you to do this, to tell your story in your own words, get something up there, to write an article. And then blogs came along, right? Then we started blogging, and I encouraged you to blog, and to get your story out there. And of course, in the early days when I started talking about the website, it wasn't easy to add an article to a website. It wasn't. You actually, most of us had to go and give what we'd written to to our webmaster, and then they'd go and find a place to put it, right? And it was a lot of trouble. Guess what? Those days are gone. There's no excuse anymore. There's no excuse. There's absolutely no excuse for you not getting something of that's of you onto your digital footprint, onto your online presentation. Whether it be something a video about you that you have conducted that's with you saying words out of your mouth on the homepage. Whether it's a blog post, whether it's something on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or something that you've done, an article you've written, some kind of a comment, some kind of instructional piece, I don't care. But somewhere people need to see two or three things from you. Number one, they want to see your humanity. And, you know, I'm going to come back to what Nesbitt said, John Nesbitt, 35 years ago almost, in his book Megatrends. I'm going to quote him again, as I've done 1,000 times probably. The more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. When he says high-touch, he's talking about humanity. He's talking about face-to-face. He's talking about voice-to-voice. He's talking about voice-to-ear. That's humanity. That's primal. That's original. We're still analog human beings, my friends. Think about that. We're not digital. You and I are not digital. We live in a digital world, but you and I are not digital. We're analog. There's no USB port in us. There's no plug, you know, that you can pull out and plug in somewhere. That's not what we are. We're analog beings, but we live in a digital world, and so what you have to realize is, oh, I'm an analog being. My customers are analog, but they're using digital tools. But as analog beings, they still want to be treated, and they want to hear, and they want to read. They want their senses to be dealt with in an analog way, which means humanity, which means a voice, which whether it be a voice out loud or a voice in words on you know images. You know, when you write in a voice. It's your voice. It's the way you most people write the way that you speak. That's called a voice. And so human beings want to hear that. And more, my friends, human beings, your customers, want to hear that from you. And one of the things they like hearing about, everybody likes a story. This is the other another thing that they want from you. They want some humanity from you. They want to know that the people they're doing business with are like them. They like they want to be able to evaluate your values. And they want to hear stories from you. And so I encourage you to tell more stories. When you tell a story, you connect with your folks, your customers, your prospects in an emotional at an emotional level. That's analog. Emotions are as analog as anything gets. So use digital tools to convert your analog story into something that your analog customers can use. Use digital tools to convey your humanity. How about that? Think about that. It starts out as analog, coming out of your mouth or off the tips of your fingers. It's given to a digital device, digital resources, which then transmits it, transfers it, presents and displays it to another analog being like you. So that's the way you need to think about this. You can do this. You do it face to face, right? Use the same stories, the same humanity that you would do if you were face to face with somebody. Just think about it the same way, except you're going to use digital tools to help you convey that message. They're going to want to hear your expertise. They want to hear, as I said, your humanity, your values, and they want the story to be relevant to them. So what that means is you talk about the things you know. Because if they're coming to you for your humanity, they're not coming to you for a sermon. They're coming to you for expertise about what you do. Right? That's the reason they wouldn't be your prospects if they weren't interested in what you sell. So tell them what you know. Do it by delivering it with humanity and use the digital tools to help you deliver those stories. Storytelling, my friends, it's as old as humans, as Homo sapiens. Tell stories. Just use the digital tools to help you. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. And I wonder, still I wonder,
who'll stop the rain. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.